You're listening to SBS News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has again stressed the urgency of getting missile defense systems, citing recent Russian strikes on western Ukraine.
Today the missile strike was inflicted on Lviv and Ternopil regions. And we keep telling our partners that Ukraine needs modern missile defense systems. Our country does not have them at a sufficient level yet. But it is in our country, and right now, it is the greatest need for such weapons in Europe. Therefore, procrastination with its provision cannot be justified.
Mr. Zelensky says the Kharkiv region is currently suffering the most, with the liberation of Kherson being the critical goal we will move towards step by step.
We also have painful losses in the Kharkiv region, where the Russian army is trying to strengthen its positions. The battles for this direction continue, and we still have to battle and fight hard for complete security for Kharkiv and its region. We continue to put pressure on the occupiers in southern Ukraine. The critical goal is the liberation of Kherson, and we will move towards this step by step.
He adds that defending the Donbas is vital, as the outcome of the battle for the eastern region would determine the course of the war, and says if Russia really wants to end the war, they should agree to hold direct talks with Ukraine. A spokesman for the Ukrainian Armed Forces, Alexander Stupin, claims Russia is reinforcing its units at the northern Ukrainian border.
In the northern direction, the enemy reinforced units of the 1st Tank Army of the Western Military District, which is involved in guarding the Russian-Ukrainian border in the Bryansk and Kursk regions, with two battalion tactical groups of airborne troops. The aggressor fired artillery at the positions of the defense forces in the border areas of Sumy and Chernihiv regions.
This comes as United States President Joe Biden says he's working closely with European Union partners to build temporary silos along the Ukraine border and some in Poland to get much-needed grain out.
I'm working closely with our European partners to get 20 million tons of grain locked in Ukraine out onto the market to help bring down food prices. Folks, look. But Putin's war is done. It has not only tried to wipe out the culture of the Ukrainians, decimate people, and commit innumerable war crimes, but he's also prevented the grain, thousands of tons of grain that are locked up in those silos, ready to be exported. But they can't get out through the Black Sea because they get blown out of the water.
Meanwhile, UNICEF Regional Director for Europe and Central Asia, Afshan Khan, says nearly two-thirds of Ukraine's children are displaced.
First and foremost, I think we've got to be clear that the numbers are staggering and they bear repeating. Nearly two-thirds of Ukraine's children are displaced, whether displaced inside the country or those who have fled across borders as refugees. And children have been forced to leave homes, friends, toys, treasured belongings, family members, and many of them alone with their mothers facing uncertainty about their futures.
Ms. Khan visited Ukraine last week where she met children and families affected by the war. She says the use of explosive weapons in populated areas and attacks on civilian infrastructure clearly must stop.
So again, the use of explosive weapons in populated areas and attacks on civilian infrastructure clearly must stop. It's killing and maiming children and preventing them from returning to any sense of normal life in their towns, in their cities, and in their homes. And I've seen a number of children, even young children, severely traumatized by what they've witnessed.
Staff at a maternity hospital in separatist-held Donetsk have shown the damage the building sustained under what they said was shelling. Dmitry Besunov, the center's deputy general director, says the shelling damaged the roof and windows of the facility, threatening the lives of children on life support.
Children who are now being treated here, at least two of them, their condition didn't allow us to take them off the life support system even for a few minutes, even to go down to the basement. There was a real threat to their lives. We put a lot of effort to try to stabilize their condition.
Meanwhile, Russia has barred top United Kingdom-based journalists and defense figures as part of sanctions in response to UK measures on Russian public figures. The BBC's Clive Myrie, Orla Guerin, Nick Robinson, and Nick Beek, who have reported from Ukraine, and Director General Tim Davie are on the list. In a statement, the BBC reported it will continue to report independently and fairly. Sky TV, The Times, The Guardian, Channel 4, and ITV journalists are also barred. Russia has already banned hundreds of elected British MPs. The Foreign Ministry in Moscow announced that work on expanding the list, which includes 29 members of the media and 20 persons connected to the defense complex, will continue. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.